I can see you were hit so hard because you had believed for so long that John was going to be healed. I know John was a best friend of mine, and I was just praying that he would also be healed. And then the day came when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that hit you hard. It had to, because I know it hit me hard. And I was outside the family. I was a friend. And then you were just so emotionally stripped, you even laid the Word of God down for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And God said that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't turn from God. You just didn't spend the same amount of time reading. But you know, you had played music around the clock. You had been doing scriptural confessions around the clock. And when the death came, it was a great, not only loss of a mate, but it was a loss of a vision. And it was like a great slam on your faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tried to be. And yet again, I knew I had been reading the Word for since 1975 every day, because I knew the Word was where I was going to get the answers for my life and get identity that I needed and a blueprint for my life. And so taking that little vacation, it was so fun to be reassured from Father God. And I remember one morning in my real pain and grief, and I was lying in bed, and I saw an open vision. And I don't see a lot of those, Darren. I get a lot out of the Word that I read, but I don't see an open vision. And here Father God was on his throne, and it was wonderful. He was a large man, white, and the warmth coming from him was wonderful. And I was sitting on his lap on the throne. Now, this is really unorthodox, but it's such a blessed little vision and memory for me. And we were laughing. He said something, and we started laughing and rejoicing. We laughed so hard that the throne tipped over, believe it or not, backwards, and we both rolled out of it onto the floor. And I remember the floor was soft, but it was like marble. And that wonderful little scene I remember, and when I was hurting greatly, that would come back to me. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it was just such a wonderful revelation. But I also wondered, you know, so many times, Jesus, why did you have to die? Couldn't there have been another way for you to die? And it's like when John died, my first husband, God, why did he have to die? And that verse comes back to me again and again, except a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies. It abides alone. But when it dies, it produces a great harvest. And I don't understand John's death, but I believe in his death, there was an opening to a new revelation, a new realm that I'd never, never known. And it's like Jesus. Jesus had to die. The one who makes the covenant, it says in Hebrews, has to die.
Exactly.
And he had to die.
And you know, I've read, and I have also talked to some people that said, you know, when my mate died, or my child died, or my mother died that I was very close to, or father, it was like I had an investment now in heaven on the other side.
Yes. Yes.
And it was like now I get my prayers answered more quickly, it seems. I don't know, I understand how all that works, but I know one thing, your spirit doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Your body dies, but your spirit goes on to be with the Lord if you're prepared to live with him. If you're not, then you're going to go to be with your spiritual father, the devil. Either way, you're going to end up with your spiritual father. And we're believing that you're born again. If you're not today, stop and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and to accept him as your Lord and Savior, so that when you do die, and we all will one of these days, you will go to be with your heavenly Father, who is not a child abuser.
He loves us. Yes. When I get together with the children and we talk a lot about John, they called him Poppy John. So when we sit down, we talk about Poppy John. We start laughing because John was always late. He was so laid back in the spirit. He just didn't think time was important. And he was always late. And we think of this scripture in 1st.
Yeah, but he got to heaven early, right?
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about. In 1 Thessalonians 4, it says, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep. And that's where John is and all of our loved ones that have gone on before. They're asleep, that you may not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. And see, he takes our grief, Darren, because we have hope about where our loved ones are and that there's going to be a resurrection time in the future. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We laughed because John's going to be ahead of us. And we laugh about that because, well, praise God, he's finally going to come along first.
He's going to be there on time, too.
Yes, and then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. That is such a comfort. That is true. It is a comfort.
It is a comfort. You know, right after we got married, I knew that I was marrying a woman who was in deep sorrow and grief, and I was also sorrowing over the loss that I had.
Yes.
But Barbara, we made a pact and an agreement, a covenant between us that we would call death, death, and sorrow, sorrow, grief, grief, pain, pain. We put the right words on it. And I think that's so important if we're going to really receive the healing from the Lord that we need to have. Don't play games. Don't get into fantasy with it. If it hurts, say it does.
Mm-hmm.
And let the Lord meet you at the point of truth.
Yes.
The true word. And I know today that in a lot of the psychological practices, they want to say, well, you're really not depressed. You're something else. And they put another word on it. Don't change the words. Mm-hmm. Get the right word and the right value. And God can bring the healing at that point of great loss and grief and sorrow.
That's right.
And death and whatever.
Amen.
And for you to have your vision, and it says write down your vision, and some of you I know, your vision has died. You put it down, you laid it down, or you threw it down, whatever. You said, I don't want to burn this thing up and walk away from it. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back to the Lord and say, what about this thing that I was so much in love with at one time? Is that vision truly dead? Has it gone? Will it ever be resurrected? And God has resurrected lives for all of us. There is hope. As long as we have breath, there's hope,
mm-hmm.
at least in this physical world, and great hope if you stick with the Lord God and dive into His Word and allow precious Holy Spirit to bring the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the breath of Jesus, and heal your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pray here in a little bit and go for that and just watch God heal your heart because He can do that.
Darren, I believe the greatest victory that Satan has on someone who has gone through great loss, sorrow, and grief is that if he can keep him paralyzed, if he can keep him in that place where the grief took place or the loss took place, he's got a great victory. Because it says in John, is it 15:16, that you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. The rest of the verse.
Well, it says this way, you didn't choose me, but I chose you,
yes.
and appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And I think that's so great.
Yes.
And whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he would give it to you. And he's really laid it out there. I chose you to be fruit-bearing, in other words, to have a prayer life and to see your prayers get answered, but also to have this relationship with Jesus Christ that through his name we go right to the Father and he answers our prayers for us
mm-hmm.
because we love and trust him. And you know, if you go to scriptures like that, and another scripture is in John 15:7, and I'll tell you, When you realize how much the Lord loves you and how faithful he is to his word, then scriptures like this really come alive to you. It says, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
Now in bearing fruit, Darren, this can get kind of sticky here. In bearing fruit... Now, when my father was a farmer, so I grew up with seeds all my life, and bearing fruit contains a seed, and that seed of life is Jesus. Jesus is the life. He is the seed. He's the sperma by which when we receive him as Savior, we join a new partnership. We leave Satan, who is the father of lies, and we come into light, which is Father God, and we join a new team. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this seed that goes into the ground that my father used to plant, it would have to die. It would have to die. And I believe some of these seeds that our friends are planting and are sowing in their walk with the Lord, they're not allowing them to die. They're pulling them back up out of the ground. Now, if my father, after he planted the seeds, would have gone back in the field and dug up his seeds to see if they were germinating or what, he would have never had a crop. But Darren, he waited and he waited for the first rain, the spring rain, and then he waited again, and pretty soon, in 3 weeks or so, some of these little things would pop out of that dry soil, and it would have germinated, and it was becoming life. And it says here in 1 Corinthians 15, that which you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And I believe that fruit, Darren, that we bear has to die. That seed that we plant has to die before that fruit comes to bear. That's where the pain occurs sometimes. It really does. And we have to trust God during those hard times, truly hang on to